on different channels, reflecting back to David Wilkerson's charge that said, and of course David's with the Lord now in heaven, he says there's coming a third awakening. It's going to come by this pandemic that's going to hit the world, shake us to a core, and it's going to be centered in New York City. But through this, not to fear, but there's a wave of the body of Christ coming together, and there's a major awakening. Amen. That's going to break forth. I know for those of you that may not have checked out, Christy Johnston has placed out a very, I believe, on track prophetic word called Watch the Horizon. Here comes waves of awakening. Key into to YouTube and watch that. You'll see we're right where we need to be. God is raising up a body of believers. It's not a few head honchos. It's the body of Christ. Remember what I told you a few weeks ago? When you get saved, you don't get a baby Holy Ghost. When you become a senior, you don't have a decrepit senior Holy Ghost. You have the same Holy Ghost throughout your walk on earth, and he's full of the kingdom. And he's given us authority to release it. One of our own, Jackie Wade, had a prophetic word. And the word that stuck out to me, she says, there's coming a boom.
Amen.
It's
boom.
Like a sonic boom that's going to break forth in this region. And I know that her heart has been watching Saginaw. But get ready. There's coming a boom of explosions. And if you haven't sensed that, that's why we can say in the midst of all of our challenges, in the midst of different governors shutting down things, we are not dictated by anyone except the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not getting prideful. We're just taking what is rightfully ours back. So I encourage you as you glean today and understand where we're going. So we are where we're supposed to be, great warriors. And you know what we've been talking about. We prophesied the last few weeks about waking up the dry bones, speaking life, prophesying, and we've seen the church rise up. And we've heard, and I've heard testimonies of different people leading people to the Lord and being used powerfully where they live. That's called revival, church. Not waiting to get them to a church building, but realizing we are the church. And wherever we go, the Holy Ghost goes with us. And we have all the tools we need to set our communities free. So Paul was trying to instruct Timothy. And I wanted to start with this because it's so important. We are living, I believe, and I don't say this lightly, we are living in a time that only our ancestors could have believed would be possible. We have for years, my wife and I have served the Lord for years, we've thought, is this the wave? Is it 1988 when all the alignments? Is this the 2000 and the Y2K? Is this it? And whatever. I'm telling you, I have never felt more that this is it than right now. And I believe the body of Christ, we may not know the day or the hour, but I'll tell you what, the season is ripe and it's upon us. Paul telling young Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, but know this, in the last days, perilous times will come. The actual Greek rendering of perilous is harsh, savage, difficult, dangerous, painful, fierce, grievous, hard to deal with. Let me read that again. But know this, in the last days, harsh, savage, difficult, dangerous, painful, fierce, grievous, hard to deal with times will come. And it breaks down in my New King James Version. It's a society that's void of a conscience, but is all caught up in all kinds of vices. I'm telling you, we are in that era, in that time. This is what the Bible says in Hebrews. It says in Hebrews chapter 12, for those that are following along in their Bible, this is what we're seeing happen. This is New Covenant. I pick it up in verse 26. A voice shook the earth, and he has promised, saying, yet once more, I am shaking not only the earth, but I am also going to shake heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of the things that are being shaken as of the things that are made, that the things that which cannot be shaken are going to remain. We have been under a shaking. There's been all kinds of things that sucked us out of focus. We've seen this. We've seen that. The fear has sucked life out of people. But we're realizing this shaking is of the Lord. The virus is not of the Lord. But the shaking is getting the church to shake free of all the things that have kept us away from one another. And I've heard they can't keep Bibles on Amazon because they're running out of them. Increase went from 50%, 70%. Who knows how many now are seeking what's really going to bring peace, and that's the Word of the living God and the operation of the Holy Ghost through the Lordship of our head, Jesus. So Amos said it this way, I am going to command and sift the house of God among all the nations, and it's happening. 180 some nations hit with this, and we're being sifted and shaken. As grain is sifted in a sleeve, yet not one of the smallest grain is going to fall to the ground. Our hope today, church, is you're not going to slip through the holes. The Lord is raising you up, and you're very valuable in this time. You may not see yourself armed and ready, but I'm telling you, God has armed and is getting ready this body of Christ to take back their region, and he's rallying that excitement from within. We can't put our finger on how it's going to look, but we know it's going to be good. And so we're here. We're looking at it. We know Ezekiel. Ezekiel told in that day and age, Ezekiel was a priest, not necessarily a prophet. He was a priest. In the New Testament, every believer is a priest and a king. Amen. This, I believe God used Ezekiel in this time because he wanted us to realize it's just like us. The same Holy Ghost that moved upon Ezekiel has moved upon the body of Christ. He was a priest back then. Not a high priest, but a priest. We are priests and kings today. Well, when I researched the very book of Ezekiel, it means God strengthens. If we need to be strengthened, it's now. The church needs to be fortified. Ezekiel was a priest with a prophetic word for God's people in distress. I believe the voice is going out there to rally and put nuggets of encouragement into God's people. His message addressed a demoralized remnant, and it emphasized the divine grace in the rebirth of a nation. And by the Holy Spirit, those dry bones became a mighty army of God. That was a type and shadow in the old covenant that God is showing us, a type and shadow in the new covenant, where we have new promises and greater promises because Jesus completed the old covenant. So we are rewarded with all things that pertain to life and godliness. Why can we fear? Death itself has no fear to a believer. That's graduation day and going home to be with the Lord. So you see, it's very significant that you understand. And you that are tuning in, it's not by accident. God wants you to know you're not going to fall through the cracks. God wants you to know that he's going to cause you to ride upon the high winds, and you're only going to be a witness of what is going to happen. And trust me, it's not to destroy people. When that tsunami is coming, and it's coming in barrels of water, it's going to pull back all the water. It's happening, church. People aren't hiding how they believe anymore. The bottom feeders are being exposed, and they're trying to run to get out of sight. I'm telling you, it's because the church is binding the God of this world, and they're being the enemy of God is being exposed. And some of them, and many of them, will get freed from the enslavement of allowing principalities and powers of darkness to engineer their walk. And we have to take a stand. We have to pray not only for our president, but we got to pray for our governor. We got to pray for those in authority because we're mandated. Jesus gave the church that responsibility. So wherever you're tuning in, if you think your state is lost, it's not because you're there. Yeah. If you think your city's lost, it's not because you're there. If you think your area is lost, it's not because you're there. Yeah. And God is looking to stand over his word, ready to perform it. He says it like this. I love the prophet. Now we'll go to prophet Isaiah. Says it like this. When the enemy comes in. Now in most translations of that, there's not a comma. There should be a comma in there. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God, by the Holy Ghost, will lift up a standard against it. I'm telling you, when the enemy has come in, the standard that God is raising up is the body of Christ. Yep. And no weapon formed us shall prosper. We have been given as a standard to stand as watchmen and watchwomen to stand against the wiles of the enemy. This isn't a hype. This is reality time. And after the Lord used the prophet Isaiah to lay out that you would be a standard. He goes in and he says this. Listen again. One of my favorite prophetic words, I believe, that we're into right now. And this is what Isaiah said in chapter 60. Believers, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the manifested presence of the Lord is getting on you. Behold, darkness will be all over the earth, and deep darkness is on the people. But the Lord is going to arise over you, and his manifested presence is going to be seen on, in, and around you. The unbelievers are going to come to your light. Those in authority are going to see the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They're coming to you. This is why it's been so important that the body sees themselves as ministers, because if you're waiting to get them to some King Kong pastor or evangelist, you're going to lose ground. They're coming to you, the believers, the standard that God has raised up against the forces of darkness. You're the one. You're the Jesus that they see where you work, where you play, where you exist. And they're coming to your light. And I know already, those that are listening, you know people are hungering. You know suicide rates are up and people are discouraged. But the source of peace that passes natural understanding is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have all been given a ministry to reconcile people to him. So arise and waken to the calling that's all over you. It says, lift up your eyes all around. They're coming to you. Your sons and your daughters are coming from afar. I'm telling you, some of you have been believing for prodigals. You've known at one time your children or your grandchildren walk with God, but they've been wayward. I'm telling you, God hasn't forgot them. And he's not going to leave them out. There's going to come a wind of the Holy Ghost, and they're going to have their own personal encounters. Why? Because you've been standing watch, and you've been praying the God of this world be bound, who's blinded them from the truth, and they're going to see clearly. And come to the light of Christ. And it says, and their heart's going to swell with joy. Moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas, you think your heart's not going to swell when you see these prodigals coming back to serve Jesus? The abundance of the sea is going to be turned to you. The abundance of the sea. I'm telling you, folks, we're called to be fishers of men. The abundance of souls are coming. That's David Wilkerson's prophecy in the Third Awakening. It says there's going to be a harvest that's coming. Rick Joyner prophesied waves of God in the book The Harvest have hit every nation, but there's coming one that's bigger and greater, and it's going to hit America. The underground church in China has been going nuts. South Korea has been going nuts. North Korea has pockets of prayer chamber, but it's coming to America. We've been caught up in the fat of the land. We've been leisurely sitting back and not realizing we are the key to liberate so many, and we've got the authority in us, says Jesus Christ. All authority has been given to the church. Amen. Arise and wake. And it says, because the abundance of the sea is coming to you, and the wealth of the unbelievers are coming to you. I'm telling you, it is exciting. It is exciting. Let me go to another prophet real quickly before I go back to Ezekiel. Joel chapter 2. Joel's been used many times to predict eschatology, when's the Lord coming or whatever. But you need to know there's some things that had to line up in Joel to be obedient and to be set up to be truth. Joel is a prophet of God that was used to foresee and to foretell what was coming. I'm starting in chapter 2 of Joel. The Bible says, blow that trumpet in the church. It's called Zion in the Old Covenant. In the New Testament, Zion is the church. It says, sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Folks, we are on the holy mountain. It's called the mountain of Christ. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming and it is at hand. Flipping over to verse 11, it says, the Lord is giving voice to his army. Come on, some of you that are viewing in, come on, tell me you've got the voice. Let me know you're listening. You are the voice of the living God. And you're declaring that voice over your neighborhood. The Lord is giving voice to his army. And his camp is very great. And strong is the one, capital O, that's Jesus, who's executing the word. For the day of the Lord is great and it is very terrible. And he goes on and he says this in verse 17. Let the priests who minister to the Lord. How many priests I got listening? Come on, wave to me. You're kings and priests of the Most High. Let the priests who are ministering to the Lord. Let them say, spare your people. We are declaring, God, you're not going to let any grains fall through the cracks. Spare your people. And that includes binding the God of this world to get those that are entrapped in the nonsense so they get set free too. People are not our enemy. Principalities and powers of darkness are, and when they're controlled by it, they appear as our enemy. But the enemy is the high forces of the enemy that uses people. And we have to realize people are not our enemy. And he goes on, he says, verse 23, be glad, you children of the church of Zion. Rejoice in your Lord. Are we rejoicing in the day of the pandemic? Are we rejoicing when it looks like things are closed and they're never going to open up? Every time I listen, another 2 weeks of confinement, another 2 weeks. I can't wait, like Pastor Mike says, and we can come and fully express our love for Jesus and each other. I've heard people say, I just want to hug one another. I'm telling you, God never intended for us to just be stagnant and be around. He's created us to hug and to love on one another. And because of that, it's a need that we have. Babies, they say when they're preemies, they try to get them being hugged on and so forth because we all need it. You need to be hugged on. Yes, for he, as we rejoice in the Lord, has given you the former rain faithfully. It's called the spring rains. It's the rains you need when you first plant. When we first gave our lives to the Lord, it was very good that we got the rain. Says he's going to cause the rain to come down, the former rain, and then he's going to give you the latter rain. The latter rain is a rain that comes when you're getting close to the end of the harvest. You need the former and you need the latter. He says you're going to get both of them in the same month, which means when you get that kind of an outpouring, we call it a deluge. We call it a tsunami. We call it as more than enough. It's when they come, they saturate you, and there's not a much you can do except get in and bask and enjoy the ride. Don't think you got to work this up. Oh, if I only had more faith, I could be. No, God has equipped you with everything that you need. And you are men and women of valor. And here you've heard, you're mighty men, you're mighty women. You're taking back what rightfully belongs to you. Amen. And this is how it's going to look, church. My wife never knows exactly where I'm going. She happened to sing a song today talking about being in the river. How many know the river talks about the Holy Ghost? How many of you know when you're hungry and thirsty, Jesus says out of your belly is going to flow what? Rivers of living waters. We've got the living waters called the Holy Ghost that flows out of us. He's not just to stay in us. He's to flow out of us. That's what people experience. It's called the manifested presence of the Lord. This is what Ezekiel saw as a priest. After he had risen up, this mighty army stood to their feet. This is what he says in Ezekiel chapter 47. It says, he brought me back to the door of the temple. Everybody look at me. Who's the temple?
We are.
We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You house the greatest I am called the Holy Ghost. He lives in your temple. That's why we don't come against brothers and sisters in the Lord. Touch not God's anointed. If you're saved, you're anointed.
Amen.
We don't touch you. We encourage you and strengthen you. And realize you're going to be used. He brought me to the temple. There was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple. I'm telling you, it's beginning to rain. There's water beginning to flow. The hungry and thirsty, out of their belly, there's some water that's starting. He says, measure it. He says, it's up to my ankle. Ankle's not bad. If you've got hot feet because you've been running, a little refreshing on the feet sounds good. It says, I measured it again. It's up to my knees. Now it's getting, some of us like me that's a little sensitive to cold water, I get in real slowly. But when I get into my knees, my wife's laughing at me because I don't want it to come over my trunks. Because the next time you measure, now it's up to your waist. And I'm going, whoa, I'm trying to walk on my tippy toes. It's refreshing. It's cold. I'm telling you, the move of the Holy Ghost is starting at the ankles out of your sanctuary. It's getting to your knees and the waist. Then it says they measured again. It was too great. You couldn't control it anymore. You had to just bask in it. That's called a tsunami. We're going to ride upon the high winds. You're not going to control where it goes, but the Lord is. Amen. And where it goes, it's explained in Ezekiel 47. When I return along the bank of the river, were many trees on one side and the other. Verse 7. Trees are a type and shadow throughout Scripture of people. Living trees planted by the waters of life. Psalms 1. Their leaves shall not wither or die. Verse 8. Then he said to me, this water flows from this region goes down to the valley. How many know we live in a valley? That Holy Ghost is going from the ankles to the knees. It's getting to our waist, and now it's taking us. And that tsunami is not a destructive one. In fact, even in this prophecy that some of you will listen to, it says a lot of people were caught up in it, not drowning, but just getting that extra ride. And it enters the sea. It reaches the sea. Its waters bring healing. How many of us been believing for God, the same God in the Bible, that signs and wonders were all over? We've been believing for breakthroughs. Some of you have been standing in the gap believing for your own health. We've been believing for others. I'm telling you, in this move of God by the release of the Holy Ghost in this tsunami, we are going to begin to witness miracles like never before. Some of the things you stood and done all things, and we've encouraged you, grow not weary in well-doing. Come on, stay at it. Because God's about to break out. You've been believing for loved ones that doctors can only do so much. Dr. Jesus can do the whole package. And it's coming. Wherever you go, you're bringing healing because the healing is coming from the kingdom within. It's coming from the Holy Ghost. You've got healing waters in you that's going to get out of you and touch people around you. And it says that every living thing that moves wherever the rivers, it's plural, wherever the rivers go, will live. Now listen, the Holy Ghost is the river, but we all have a river. And wherever the rivers go, there's a multitude of great fish. What are we called to be again? Fishers of men. Wherever you go, church, because of all this is transpiring, Ezekiel saw, I got to get the remnant up on their feet. I got to call life back into them because they've got a destiny to do. They've got a job to perform. I stand over my word, but I need voices. And you've stood and said you're a voice to this time in society. Verse 10 says, it shall be that fishermen and fisherwomen will stand by it and will be places of spreading their nets. You know what a net spreading is? That means multitudes are going to come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. It's not going to be just one at a time. We're going to see a harvest. We're going to see the David Wilkerson awakening. We're going to see Rick Joyner, the harvest. And it goes on, it says, and the same kinds of fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. I'm telling you, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, we're all in the same camp. We're all on the same team. There's only one head. His name is Jesus. There's going to be many in all these aspects, and the Lord loves them all. Amen. And I don't care if you're American. He loves Americans, but he loves Chinese. He loves African American. He loves the whole world. He died for it. And we're going to see a harvest. But we take responsibility for the area in which we have oversight to. And this is what I want you to get, and as I close today, it says, but if there's swamps and marshes, they will not bring healing. Everybody look at me. Because it says the salt will kill. We are the what? Salt of the... But this salt is not to be shut up. If you shut up salt, it becomes a preserve. It preserves you. It's never meant to stay. It's meant to flow. Salt has lost its savor. It's got to be flowing out of us. It stays fresh. When you get a marsh or a swamp, there's no flowing out. I'm telling you, we're never meant to isolate and not have the river of God flow out of us. And if it stops, we become irritable because we're created to reproduce. He said he gave us souls for our inheritance. If we stopped flowing to others, we become like a marsh and a swamp. See, the call is, church, this is not a time to plug yourself up. It's a time to flow and say, well, I don't know exactly how. Just be who God has called you to be. Don't try to go through a 16-step plan. Just be available because God will use you just like you are. We opened up, just to give you a little idea, one day, Good Friday, because they would not allow us to meet, we didn't have a church service, and I hate to ever have our office closed here, so we had to close our building. Little did I know that a couple of our mighty women of God were still in here volunteering to clean. A woman distressed up visiting a brother and didn't know where to go. She wandered, and then she saw cars here. Here we had locked, we thought, the doors the only day of the whole last few weeks or month. And they came in and she was downtrodden, and these two mighty women of God spoke the word of God into her life, encouraged her, strengthened her. She didn't go out thinking, oh, I didn't get to see a pastor. No, she saw mighty women of God that saw themselves and used. And next thing I know, the pastor gets a beautiful letter card. I don't know who these people are, thanking us, and she sent a check. I just want to plant into your ministry. I'm thinking, wow, mighty women of God that see themselves as that. And I know you do. We got so many of you were making masks when they didn't have masks, and we're volunteering here and there. We are blessed people. We are filled, and I know I speak to so many of you that may be quarantined right now into your homes, but I'm telling you what, there is no condemnation. We are so grateful you're tuning in, that you're taking authority over your region, and we are declaring that this area is free and restored and blessed. And we're about to see an outpouring. I don't believe the wife and I have seen to this day. We've seen a lot of major, big stuff. But I think we are living, church, in this day and hour. Get ready. It's going to overtake you. It's going to overtake you. And you can say, I'm going to try and control this move of God. You won't. It'll be like a tsunami. It'll just, all you'll do is bask and ride on the wave as it takes you to people. People that need to be healed. And the first healing they need is to make Jesus Christ their Lord. So I address any and all of you that are watching today. The only qualifier to get excited to be a part of this armed and ready group is to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And if you've not, by accident you think you tuned into us. No, it's not by accident. You tuned in because the Lord loves you so much. He wants you to make a decision today to say, Jesus, I believe you died for my sins, and I submit my life to you. Come, make me a new creature in Christ Jesus. I don't understand it all, but I want to go with you. And I receive you, Jesus, this day, this time, as my Lord and my Savior, in Jesus' name. And if you prayed that prayer with me, tell somebody. Don't hold it to yourself. Tell somebody, maybe a family member or somebody. Or you can call here or whatever. Let somebody know that you made a decision. And I'm not talking about you've been religious. You may have gone to church a lot, but you never had an experience with the Lord. I'm telling you, God loves you so much that he'll pull you out of tradition just to touch your heart. Amen. Shield of Faith is just one of many good churches around the earth. Find a good church. Get planted. Grow. Fall in love with a body of believers that will encourage you and help you and give you a kick in the rear when you need it. And know that you're only one part of a bigger picture. We all have a part in this body. And we give you the praise and the glory. Yes. And Lord, I do thank you for this day, this hour, and what you're doing across the earth. And we give you all the praise and the glory. I thank you that we're all growing up, being used powerfully by you. I don't know what it's going to look like, but it's going to be good. And we give you the praise and the glory. And we thank you that this week, you're going to direct every one of our footsteps. And they won't be accidents. You're going to take us where we need to be, Lord. And we thank you that we will choose to be obedient. Maybe it's a smile, Lord. Maybe it's just a how you doing. But you're going to use us to touch somebody's life in Jesus' name. And all of us said, amen. Amen. God bless all you for tuning in and celebrating this 30-year anniversary. We love you all. Amen. Amen.